Yeah, appreciate it.
I'd like to go under the new business, 5B. Like to L&amp;M Global Drilling, Mr. Mackey. I know he's here, they've got him cornered outside. No, I actually see him. Sir, the floor is yours.
All right, quick, I know.
Stand by. Thank you. Continue.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lester Mackey, with L&amp;M Global Drilling Introduction. Actually, I had a lease that was terminated because they say I didn't turn my revenue in, but I have a tank full of oil that we haven't picked up yet. And the problem was that the injection, I didn't have an injection. Of course, I'm not going to go over all of them here, you've heard of the thing before. So we did contact Mr. Bill Miller, and he agreed to form some business arrangement to allow us to use the lease adjacent to this, well, this lease. He already had a permit, you can see the permit before you, it's already approved. And once that business is taken care of, if we can get that, our lease started again, then we can inject into that system.
And could you give us a legal description?
The legal description here is,
Please.
The legal description actually is the Northwest 10-20 North-12E.
Yes, sir.
And it's under the well, actually its name, Valley View, number 1-8.
Yes, continue. Thank you.
So it's already been approved, actually about 2 years. Has 2 years of usage before it get re-inspected, but it is ready to be used. So that's why I am right now, and I'm afraid that you would hear my cry to reinstate the lease so we can produce revenue. That's what I'm here to do, produce revenue.
Do you have an easement for the said saltwater disposal on this quarter 10?
Well, the easement actually is, it's not going to be an easement, actually going to be a direct purchase.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, but you will still have your application?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that where the situation is right now? Councilman Revaugh.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It's my understanding from, this is Bill Miller. Had called me, as you know, and he told me that he wasn't, this arrangement between you and him is probably not something of this council's concern. But he did tell me that he wasn't, since you brought it up.
Yes, please.
He told me that he wasn't willing to give you an easement, but he was willing to sell you his lease.
Correct.
That has the well on it.
That's right.
And then you wouldn't need an easement, you would just use your own saltwater disposal.
Correct.
With the approval of the superintendent, that you put water from one lease into another, which they typically will allow to have.
Correct.
My concern is, from my understanding, that the bond, you don't have a bond on this property at the present time.
On which one?
On the one that you're wanting to purchase. The bond is owned by the former owner that you.
Well, the bond, we will discuss how we can get around the bond, but I don't think the bond's going to be an issue. I think.
There's no getting around it, you just get a national.
Right.
Councilman Redcorn.
I appreciate wanting to produce oil on a reservation. You're a minority, and I think we just need to give him a lease, let him work this out with BIA. I mean, we got a lot of knowledge and we want to say it, but let's just, I'm in favor of doing our minimum if he's willing to do it. But, and let him work out, BIA's not going to pass it if none of those conditions are met. We don't need to flesh it out here in this council, we're here to sell a lease. He's interested in doing it, I say we get it moving.
He's allowed to do that without coming to us to purchase. Sign a second chair, and then I'll go to Councilwoman Harmon.
There is ways around the bond. There's always ways to put a working interest or whatever. There's ways that the gentleman that has the bond can still be involved, and then they can take care of the bond on their own. And the purchase would be a private transaction between you and the whoever owns that lease now. But the question is the lease that was terminated. The only way around that is if you come to us and offer us, you could offer us the minimum oil lease, which is $3,600, or combination oil and gas, which is $4,700. Now, if you're willing to do one or the other, we're willing to talk.
Yes.
And a 1/5 royalty.
Okay.
And we can make that happen today. We can give you your lease back.
Okay.
And then you can deal with whoever you're dealing with on the disposal end to take care of your water.
I wasn't prepared to answer that, but yes, I can get those things to happen, but not today, but I can't get...
Well, you can. We can put you on the agenda 15th. For the next meeting, which is 15th. The 15th. We will have our trustee, the BIA, hopefully, I'd say we will. Nothing's guaranteed, but hopefully we'll have a representative from the Bureau of Indian Affairs that will be here to help us make this work.
Okay.
So, but that's all we can do. I mean, it's been terminated. We cannot give you an extension. We can't do anything else.
That's correct.
But we can grant you another lease, a 2-year lease at 1/5 royalty and minimum of $3,600.
Oil only.
It's amazing that put so much money and hardship into it and then take it back. Be surprised. I went in, actually the lease was trash. I went in and cleaned it all up, took all the power down, did it all work on it, and then all of a sudden to be, you know, the lake to be pulled from under you, it was trash.
I understand.
We can take care of that on the 15th.
Yeah, okay.
We will ask you to send in the proposal to the council and our office. Amy Bledsoe, you can get all the information, and then you will have to also, if you pass your 30 days after the termination, then we're allowed. Let me let you hear from one more person. Councilwoman Harlan, please.
I just make a motion. I agree with Councilman Redcorn that you're here, you're asking to drill our oil. We're happy you're here. We want you to drill our oil, and I would make a motion to table this matter to the next council meeting.
Second.
With that being a discussion, I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rehorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Gates?
Yes.
15th.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Passes.
Mr. Matthews, we'll see you the 15th.
Thank you.
Same spot, same channel, every time.
All right, thank you.
Council?
Hey, Mr. Matthews, just a quick comment. We have two ladies over here. They're interested in developing our business. And believe me, there's a lot of barriers. So don't feel alone. I hope to see you next time. We're a minority group, too. We own the resource. And we have barriers that we believe. Try to get over just so we can operate our center.
Can operate.
Everybody over here telling us you can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, we have the vision. We can.
I'm a mom and pop. I'm not a multi-billionaire. I'm not a millionaire.
Thank you.
But I'm willing to do what I need to do.
Thank you.
Bless
you. Council, item 5C will be taken to the 15th. I'd like to go to 5D, Walkman new lease proposal.
Mr. Chairman, at this point of order, we need to table that.
If I would you entertain making a motion to table items C?
So moved.
Second. I have a second. Call for discussion. Thank you for the clarity.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
For clarification, we are voting to table the Watkins Schroeder lease request?
No.
Warren American.
Warren American.
Oh.
They were unable to be here today.
Hey.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And with that, I'd like to go in. Please continue. Thank you.
Kind of a lost word to start. I guess just a recap. We were here last meeting trying to negotiate two on gas leases. I have descriptions if you need them. We offered the full bonus for oil and a 1/6 royalty, and that was tabled so that the council members could do further research on oil. We're back, like we requested.
Yes, Councilman Ready.
Mr. Walton, do you agree that we go to 3/16 royalty?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Good enough for me.
Making a motion?
Yeah, 3/16 royalty for the lake.
3/16?
Second.
No. What are you saying?
He's up from 26
north.
He's off the position.
3/16.
18.5, isn't that it?
0.1875.
Thank you so much. You really have your degree. I appreciate it.
And the Myers lease.
I actually have a landman degree from OU.
All right.
Oh, don't go there. Why would you go there?
And Southwest Corner Section 3127.
I would.
As written.
Yeah, it's in our board book. Matthews and the Myers lease.
Yes, sir. Matthews and Myers.
Okay, for 3/16, what the bonus?
$3,600, the minimum, oil only. And a 2-year. Was it 2-year lease?
2-year. Yeah,
2-year lease, yes. I tried to get you 1/5.
We'll get it produced.
Yeah.
That's the other.
Just a question.
Council.
So we're saying not 20%, we're saying 18%?
Well, he originally offered 1/6.
Yeah, I know. But right now, the motion on the floor is to accept less than the 20%. Is
yes.
that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Councilman.
Call for the question.
Please second it, sorry.
Tolley.
Okay.
Motion on the floor by Councilman Red Eagle, second by Councilman Redcorn.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Motion passes.
Thank you, sir, very much. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
And I want to state, we want to go after more of these terminated leases.
We want you to. At 20.
Those little royalties they help on these small leases, to make them feasible. Because our break even is pretty high. Our operating costs can be high. So we want to go after more of these. It just makes it tough. To make them feasible.
Thank you.
So we're just trying to get out there and produce for you guys.
I appreciate that, and also with the production, what you're paying in royalties as we speak.
What's that?
Your production here. I'd like to have Councilwoman Harlan and Councilman Reddy.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment to express my concern about this council devaluing our oil. We set the price on that oil, and 20% is pretty modest, so I'm going to stick to that. Mr. Rebar?
Yes.
Not really interested in your laugh and snort over there.
Well, I'm not interested in what you're interested in.
So
no, that's fine.
I would say that it's not that hard to come up from 18.75 to the minimum of 20%. And that's what I'd be looking for in the future, sir.
Thank you, Council. Councilman Reddy.
Thank you, Chairman. I just like to say that the Walton family and their grandfather, their dad,
okay.
Mr. Schroeder, have been involved with the Osage for many, many years since the
1960s.
Yeah,
60
since
years.
After World War II, He was an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Schroeder was a geologist, I believe.
Yes, sir.
So we're glad to have him back. And I believe him when they said he wanted to be unterminating some of these leases.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Rebar, and then Councilman Redcorn.
Ladies, Councilwomen, were before me, but I would like to have something to say.
Excuse me, just a moment. I'm going to ask that we move you up, sir, because two of you got to get out for a flight. Councilman.
Can we move to the next subject, Mr. Diesel, please?
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments about increasing production.
Thank you.
My family members are land right holders too, okay. Shareholders and...
Then you understand why I voted you under.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment about the permits. That's a big obstacle for us operators.
And we'll be there for you if you run into trouble for that also.
Okay. I'm sure you guys are already heads up on this. I just found it 2 days ago about the term deal. If you don't need it, that's fine.
Please set that down without passing it around to our assistant, Amy.
Downgraded in the meeting. Nothing to do with our lease.
All right.
Yes.
It's gone before you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd like to call up Misty Beaver and Juliet Capehart with the PSO line rebuild project. Ladies, make yourselves at home. You see how we operate. Short introduction, who you're for, and then.
I'm Misty Beaver with PSO. I'm a transmission siding specialist. And
I'm Juliet Capehart. I do the project outreach on our transmission projects within our PSO.
So today we have before you a 41-mile transmission line project rebuild that we are seeking your input to partner with you on how best to accomplish this, and so that we can have a safe and efficient project and make it work for everybody in Osage County and for the nation, for the Osage. This project is being driven by PSO's analysis to identify facilities with poor performance. It includes an assessment of the facility's age, condition, and performance as measured by outage frequency, duration, number of customers impacted, and amount of customer load. So basically what we need to do is we're just going to come back in the same 100-foot right-of-way along this 45-mile path. It goes basically from Scheidler area to Eliza Creek, which is over by Bartlesville.
North of the golf course.
Yes. And currently we have wood structures that are in poor condition. They're broken, bent, woodpecker damage. There's areas with burn damage. And so we're going to replace these with steel pole design. As you know, the weather in Osage County is pretty severe sometimes, and somehow you guys get the best of the weather out here. But so this is going to help with potential fire and a lot of the wind damage that you guys experience out here. We're coming back with an improvement in conductor design. The structure heights are going to be a little bit higher along the pathway, but so that we can minimize the footprint on the impact of this construction, we are going to, as we pull out the two pole structures, we are going to reuse one of the holes, one of the existing holes.
Okay.
So then we'll have to drill another hole. The soil that comes out from that, we will put back in the empty. So we will use that to cover that back up.
Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman Harden.
Make a motion to approve this.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harden, second by the Chairperson Waller. Call for the question.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebard? Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ms. Beaver, I need to visit with you just a second. I'd like to go on down to the budget modifications, item 5G.
Watch it, record. We do a 5G.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's an F on this one. It's F on our board booklet. Budget modification, resolution.
Okay. Here the budget.
So your question.
Sure.
Chair.
Yeah.
I know there's what, 1.24 million in there? Is that some carryover?
Well, what we did, if you recall, that when they had shut down the government, we had already asked for another drawdown because we didn't know it was.
That's correct.
On behalf of the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a question?
Oh, I have a question.
On this line?
In the second PSO line.
Already. Okay. She's responding.
I know, I'm not sure whose question I'm answering.
The second chair.
Right. Go ahead and finish mine, then you can go to.
Okay, so the reason it shows that there's more money in there is because we did a quarterly drawdown, and because we didn't know if the government would shut down. So that's why it looks, but we've also been very conservative in our spending. And so the budget committee met yesterday, and there was a chairman to my left, Councilwoman Harlan, and then Councilwoman Foreman, and myself, and we had Pam Jester and Lacey and Amy all in place. And so we went over, we had certain needs that needed to be addressed. Our legal line item was over. We also had to account for our equipment that is on order right now. So we're working on that issue. And so we had to, and then we also wanted to make sure that there was money in subscriptions for the IHS, and also for, because this body had approved that we would do additional newsletters. So now that we have got a good snapshot of where we're at, so we needed to work with Pam and Lacey, who oversees where those monies go. And so we pulled from, we had in a line item for under wages, we were looking at that money that we would be hiring a CEO director over our. So since we haven't done that till after we get some of the grant, we were able to move some of that money. If you see the modifications, so we modified 85,000, 9,000 out of fringe, subscriptions, we took some money, and so we took some money out of there, and there's still a balance in that one as well. And then in our equipment and repairs, and that way that will cover all of our equipment. We do have a little issue, which I think that we're working out whenever the superintendent comes back, and I'm not sure why we have to confer with her. We still have some 18 monies that have been obligated, like for the this equipment stuff and our AV. And so we have to get that money released, and when we do, then we'll see more money back into our budget. We used that money to mitigate our electrical, our carpet, well, the mold. And so we've got everything ready, so we will have our AV. And the other thing we had to is we had to write, I think, another justification letter, and we got a letter recommended from committee in order to send it to Tammy Leeper on our AV equipment and our speakers. And as you can tell, today's really been hard because we had speakers here who have softer voices, and that so that way it'll help pick up those.
Yes, ma'am. Continue.
So basically, I'm asking for the committee's recommendation is that we move these monies. If you can see there that there is a resolution, and so the committee collectively recommended at 100% that this would be our budget modification, and this is under our C395 monies. And then I think next month we'll be doing our next drawdown.
Approximately.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the budget modifications.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor of Councilman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Second chair, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Are you ready to go with the motion, brother?
Call for question.
Councilman.
What about discussion?
I'm pointing at you right now. I would like to open that floor up for that. I haven't looked over there yet. Speaking with you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I, we talked, you know, I'm on the budget committee. We talked about this. And one thing I've always had a bit of a concern with is the fact that we continue to carry a CEO position on our budget, and we are taking CEO money, since we don't have a CEO, and we're not paying a CEO, we're using some of that money to pay some of our outstanding bills. But I just want to clarify that I don't believe we ever voted to have a CEO. And what, if memory serves, what we did vote for was to change the director position to a geologist position, permanent geologist position. And then it got changed by kind of a shakeup of the structure. So I just want to make sure we're all clear that I don't think there's ever been a vote to create a CEO position in a whole budget.
Yes, ma'am. That's on a question today. Council.
I believe we discussed this in closing.
In closing, we had our Osage Nation accountant there to review every move and actually approve them. So with that being said, Council, I'll just give it to you this way. Let's call for this vote.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that being said, I'd like to go into executive before we get into item 5H. My brother here, as our attorney, has a son that's getting ready to go graduate. I am so sorry we got you here today. But with that, I'd like a motion to go into executive.
Make
for
a motion.
Our update.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Harlan. I'd ask for the question, please, go into executive.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigo?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Ladies, we'll ask, gentlemen, we'll ask you to excuse yourselves. We'll go right in.